Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make it rain. News update.
Chris Pavona with the Fantasy Sports News Update, recapping the top stories from the first hour. Bryce Harper returns to Washington, D.C. to play the Nationals. The Phillies beat the Nationals 8-2. Harper gets a home run in his first time back at National Park. Trey Turner fractures his index finger in this game as well. He may be out for a while for the Washington Nationals. And we can say RIP to the Alliance of American Football League. After 8 weeks of existence, they are going to be folding. Let's go over to a little NFL news here, guys. First reported by the Seattle Times and confirmed by Adam Schefter, Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, who is heading into the final year of his contract, has given an April 15th, quote-unquote, tax deadline for a new deal. The two sides have had recent contract talks, Seahawks coach Pete Carroll said at the owners' meeting last week. The significance of the April 15th date is that's the first day of the Seahawks offseason program, and one possible reason for that deadline is that Wilson wants his contract situation settled before getting back to work. The five-time Pro Bowler, who threw for 3,448 yards and 35 touchdowns last season, is currently scheduled to make $17 million in 2019, carrying a cap charge of $25.3 million, guys.
Yeah. Great.
So he's playing the game like anything else. It's they're putting false demands out there. They're going to pay him. Seattle's not going to let him go. They're going to pay him. You know, what's the option for Seattle? What exactly is their option? Not to pay him and play hardball with him? That's ridiculous.
All right. Well, the NFL might have some bigger issues here. With just two seasons remaining under the current collective bargaining agreement, the NFL and the NFL Players Association could be in for an extended negotiation when they start talking. Per ESPN.com's Tim McManus, Eagles player representative Malcolm Jenkins thinks the CBA talks could be more complex than they were in 2011, saying that's yet to be seen, but I've got a feeling it won't be as simple as it was last time, just because you have more players like myself who have been through the lockout before. Say how the NFLPA leadership handled that into where we are now. He goes on to say basically he's saying that he's not sure if a deal is going to be made by the 2020 season, which the current CBA expires after the 2020 season, and rumblings now about potential work stoppage are getting much louder.
Yeah.
There is no way there'll be a work stoppage, though, in my opinion. Yeah, this cash cow is too good for everybody to get paid. They will figure something out.
Yeah, they can say a lot of things between now and then. The reality is it'll get done, it'll get under the rug, and they'll bitch and moan like every union does from here till the eternity. They'll all complain what they didn't get, but ultimately they'll continue to play.
All right, who's continuing to play? In the NBA, Russell Westbrook honors a fallen friend with a legendary night. Westbrook posted a stat line of 20 points, 20 rebounds, and 21 assists in a 119-103 win over the Los Angeles Lakers. Westbrook becomes only the second player in NBA history to record the triple 20, joining Wilt Chamberlain, who did so against Detroit in 1968. Westbrook played last night with a heavy heart, having dedicated the performance to his friend, murdered rapper Nipsey Hussle. He said after the game, "That's for Nipsey," Westbrook yelled as he slapped his chest. Westbrook grew up in Los Angeles, where Nipsey Hussle was a cultural staple. He wore a blue shirt that said Crenshaw on it. It was a nod to a Nipsey Hussle mixtape. So historic night there, guys, for Westbrook.
Yeah, I mean, 2020 is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And Westbrook, I mean, now for the third season in a row, Joe, will average a triple-double. And, like, we're not talking about it as much. The first, like, 2 years ago, it was a huge thing. Now he's making that commonplace. He's doing it 3 years in a row. Don't forget about Brody. Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. Awesome stuff. And enjoy that eighth seed. All that triple-double, and you got an eighth seed. Congratulations.
Hey, if they get to the seven, Joe, and have Denver, I would
Seven. Oh, triple historic year, and he can't do any better than seven. Oh, please.
I think OKC would be dangerous from the seven seed. I really do, Joe.
Yeah, for a game.
I think they take out Denver.
Yeah.
I really do.
The triple-double machine will win you one game out of seven.
We'll see. If it's Denver OKC, I'm telling you right now, I'm taking the Thunder in that series. We talked about how Denver not great at away from home and like how there's levels to this. I think I'd like OKC against Denver.
I'm with my money.
All right.
No way. Give me Denver at home against anybody but the Golden State Warriors.
All right.
All right, guys, my final news story. Los Angeles Lakers guard Lonzo Ball filed a suit late Tuesday night against the former co-founder and manager of Big Baller Brand, Allen Foster, for damages of more than $2 million plus interest, alleging that Foster conspired to embezzle millions of dollars and divert the funds for his personal use. That's the news I got for you guys. That's
all right, good. Very nice.
That's a good thing for Lonzo, man. Break away. Be your own man, kid.
Exactly.
And actually, that's it until Wednesday on Make It Rain for Me, guys. I am Chris Pavone signing off for the next couple of days.
Hey, oh, out of here.
Right.
Stay there. Right there.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
So wait a minute, where is Bavona going now for the next couple
Vegas.
Of days? What Vegas? Vegas? What's in Vegas that he's going to? What's going on there?
What's happening?
Gotcha. Is this one of those little pre-wedding? What is this? One of those pre-wedding trips?
I'm sorry, guys. I was talking with Mr. Greg Sussman over here. Yes, I'm going for my bachelor party. I'm starting off in San Diego, and then I'm ending with a drive from San Diego to Las Vegas. I will be watching the national championship at some sports book on my birthday.
Very nice. All right. Your final weekend of freedom, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, man.
Bavona, out there in the chat room, big shout out to all the degenerates there in the chat room. Justin Bruni says, stay hydrated, big guy. All right?
Yeah.
Bavona, you can't drink enough water. I'm telling you, even when you don't think you need water, chug a water. Big shout out also, real quick, Justin Bruni. Remember I was talking about like the layman and the garbage? You know, if you're a garbage man, take more money. Justin Bruni, though, Joe, says, yeah, but does the other garbage company have a winning culture?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. Can they deliver when they need to deliver? Bavona, I got to tell you, man, good luck there, brother. That's a very dangerous trip you're taking, man. A lot of things can go hard left there, brother. You got to stay on top of your game, man. That's all I'm saying. Stay on top of your game.
Listen, man, all I wanted was nice weather, and that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, that's exactly it, man. A lot of truth to that. San Diego's beautiful.
It's 6 a.m., right? It'll only be 3 a.m. there. Maybe we can get Bavona to do a hit the first segment of the show. But he's coming in at, like, what would it be, what, 3:10 a.m. West Coast
time? Probably.
He shouldn't be conscious by 3 o'clock in the morning. You should not be conscious on any level by 3 o'clock in the morning. If you are, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. You'll have a good time, though, man. Good luck to him. All right, last week of freedom. All right, dead man walking here, guys. Dead man walking. It's like his last meal. That's what he's getting, man. Getting to go to Vegas and a little San Diego, man. That's a good time. How many are going, by the way? How many in the group?
It's five of us.
Oh, good time.
Hey, Bavona, is San Diego just code for Tijuana?
No, it's not.
Is it code for
not.
Goat? Is it blah?
No, it's not. No, absolutely not.
Oh,
no, thank you, guys.
Good luck, Bavona. Good luck. Take lots of pictures.
No.
All right. Get ready to make it rain here. Final hour on this Wednesday. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Go, O'Reilly. Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. They need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Endro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Endro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
I hate watching guys get taken out when they have a no-hitter. He threw 82 pitches. It's once in a lifetime, dude. Like, if you're mowing him down and you're through six innings in 82 pitches, give the guy a chance. I hate the over-micromanaging of everything. Oh, we're going to manage his pitchers and hitters. The guy's got a no-hitter going. Let him throw a no-hitter.
There's no question that analytics has taken over the game in more ways than one.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, final hour here. Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll go ahead and throw down here a couple of our favorite plays this hour. Help you guys make it rain. Also be joined here in about 15 minutes. We were talking about Bryce Harper and the Nationals fans, and nobody knows the Nationals better than Grant Paulson. He's of the Grant and Danny Show on 106.7 The Fan in D.C. He'll be joining us here in about 15 minutes. We'll get his reaction to how the fans handled the Bryce Harper return and him leaving. And I think it's safe to say that Dane and I are on the same page saying, listen, I think it's some misplaced anger. I get it. But the idea, I don't think Bryce Harper owes them anything. I think he would have stayed had the offers been similar, and they were not similar. We know this now. It wasn't even remotely close to being similar. So I think given the choice, he would have stayed, but he did what was best for him and his family long term, and you can't fault a guy for doing that. But you also can't be pointing a finger at him and call him money hungry when – you know, you got a $210 million pitcher on the mound there for in Max Scherzer last night throwing for your team. You just signed a $100 million pitcher in Patrick Corbin. Like, you can't talk about guys being money hungry when the entire field, and especially your entire team, is mostly filled up with guys who are money hungry. So it's just a little misplaced. He did the right thing. I thought he was very classy in how he handled himself. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he pretty much you know, he went into that ballpark, into that game, struck out twice. Everyone was laughing at him, but ultimately he got the last laugh in the end.
Yep, home run, double. And if you can check it out sometime, check out the bat flip, Joe. Yeah. The bat flip, like pretty much directed at the Nationals bench. I thought that was interesting. But we have, I think we got a budding rivalry here. And, you know, you mentioned it before. That's part of why you sign someone to this big deal, right? Not only what they do on the field, but the TV ratings, the jersey sales, the buzz of it all. And the Philadelphia Phillies are primed not only with a quality lineup, not only with good pitching, but with the kind of buzz and excitement in the Northeast on that I-95 corridor. This Nationals-Philly rivalry is going to get ratcheted up a notch.
Yes.
And this series will be Exhibit A.
Yes, it's coming. It's good. It's good for baseball. It was fun, although I think fans are a little crazy, especially for a team like Washington that's never really won anything. Like, you can't have a chip on your shoulder when you continue just to underperform each and every year, even with Bryce Harper in the lineup. Don't forget, most of these fans were Oriole fans, just 10 years ago. So it cracks me up there. But we'll talk to Grant. We'll see what he thinks about what transpired last night. One of the other big stories here today, we learned late yesterday, of course, was the demise of the AAF. It is folding. They had 8 weeks of competition. They had four more remaining, including the championship game here. But they were in the home stretch. You have teams like Orlando that were just killing it. You know, you had the old ball coach, Steve Spurrier. Things, at least from the outside, appeared like they were moving along. They got an they got a whole bunch of money infused into the league from the Hurricanes owner there, the NHL team. And then all of a sudden yesterday, Tom Dundon turns around and says, "Yep, shut the doors, put the key in it. We're done. We're closing up shop." To the absolute surprise of just about everybody associated with this league, including Bill Polian and Ebersole, who were, Charlie Ebersole, the guys who created the league. Those were the guys that went out. They had multiple offers on the table. And the word is that they went ahead with Tom Dundon because he promised them exactly what they wanted, enough money to be able to make this work over the next 3 years. Then we come to find out as well that almost as soon as they signed that deal with Dundon, apparently there was buyer's remorse because they found out rather quickly that he wasn't really in this for the long run. He didn't give them $250 million. He was doing it piecemeal, week by week. He was funding this league. And then ultimately, no communication between management, the front office, what's going on at headquarters, to the general managers. Nobody knew this was coming. Teams were booked in hotels over the next couple of weeks. Guys were already flying all over the place. I mean, they thought it was going to be business as usual. They were promised business as usual. And then all of a sudden, just like that, a guy who dropped $70 million in cash into this football league suddenly just woke up yesterday and said, "Yep, nope, I'm done." And nobody seems to know why, but the rumors are swirling. And a lot of this, people think, has to do with the fact that along with the AAF, along with him getting control, he also got control of some of the intellectual property and the assets that came along with this league, which included, from what I understand, a pretty sophisticated, pretty cool data system that would have allowed the AAF to do some really cool things with gambling. And it was rumored that that's what he really loved and what he really wanted. He wanted that technology. He wanted the rights to it. That's kind of why he came into the league, is what people are saying. And now, after a couple of weeks, a billionaire doesn't drop $70 million, guys, without an exit strategy. There had to be an eventual plan at the end. And I don't know that we'll know it right away, but the idea that he just woke up one day and was like, $70 million, see you later. There is more to this story, and I don't think it's that he was just worried about getting his money back. I think he was after one thing and one thing only. And once you gave him control of the league, this is some Gordon Gekko stuff here, my friend.
Yeah, I think you're right. It just sounds shady, right? From the promises that were made to people like Polian and Ebersole to, I honestly, players that literally yesterday showed up to practice.
Yes.
And were told to go home. You know what I mean? Like, put yourself in the boot of those players, right? And put yourself in the shoes of, us degenerates. If you had futures bets, on the Orlando squad right now, you're pretty pissed off, because you were sitting pretty. And I said it, in the previous hour. I don't know, but I guarantee you that somewhere in the AAF, there's an offensive or a defensive coordinator for one of these teams, right? That was deciding between, do I become the defensive coordinator of the Arizona Hotshots or the San Diego Fleet, or do I take an offer to be a head coach at a D2 school or a D1 program, a no-name program, and they chose the AAF job, and now that looks like a horrible decision. These are the people that I kind of am upset for, the players, the coaches, and, of course, the gamblers involved. But you mentioned it last hour also, Joe. Vince McMahon and the XFL could stand to be the big winner. It's almost, we were talking golf. It's almost like we're both on the green, Joe, and my ball's right behind you or whatever, and I get to, you putt first, and I get to see the read of your putt, and it helps me make my putt a little bit better, right? Vince McMahon and the XFL are getting the read off of the AAF, and they're getting the best players, and they're getting the lessons learned from, unfortunate, this sad story.
Yeah, Albert Breer from Sports Illustrated came out late yesterday, and he talked about how the Hurricanes owner, how Tom Dundon, the reason he agreed to buy a majority stake in this league was simply for the gambling app that they had developed. They were working with MGM, and apparently this app and the technology is really what he was after and what he wanted, and MGM said that they were blown away. Even MGM, who was helping develop and had the technology for the app, even they were blown away by his decision all of a sudden to pull the plug. And I guess this app does a whole lot of things. The technology behind this app could provide data in milliseconds. Like, what this app could do from a gambling standpoint is just absolutely crazy, because you can get the information, you can place the bets, you can get the answers, you can get all the data. A lot of people were apparently after this this technology and this app, and Dundon was like, yeah, that's, you know, I got no problem. And now, of course, now that he just folds the league, well, guess who's going to somewhere in that contract be given the rights to all the intellectual property, including the app right now? That's $70 million a billionaire just pissed away. In a league that he really didn't care about. And if you think he did that for just no other reason than, oops, I gave it a shot, I'm a nice guy, I think I got a bridge I want to sell you as well. This guy saw the bigger picture with this technology and this gambling app, and he went and he's got hold of it now. So congratulations, Napoleon. You got snowed.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, yep, but Vince crazy. Is laughing. It's all good.
Yeah, Vince is like, cha-ching! Speaking of which, we'll make it rain for you coming up next.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Ah, Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest pro play, Spotify, Audio Boom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
All right, coming up here, we've got our Make It Rain plays of the day. We'll go ahead and give those to you in just about 15 minutes. But first, welcome into the show. He is one of the co-hosts of the Grant and Danny Show, 106.7 The Fan in D.C. He is certainly somebody that I'm sure was a big part of watching what Bryce Harper did, his return to home. Not like it was a long drive or anything. Philadelphia, Grant Paulson joins us. And Grant, thanks for taking the time this morning, my friend.
Pleasure. Thank you, guys.
So, you know, we were just talking about this, Grant, from an outside perspective, right? You look at this and you go, you know, really classy move by what Bryce Harper did with penning the letters. I mean, he really went out of his way to try and smooth this transition out as best he could because he knew this was coming. And then he walks into that stadium and fans are just blasting him for being money hungry. They're calling him a traitor. And, you know, I get fans will be fans, but do you think the fans maybe kind of missed the whole point of what happened here with Bryce Harper? Well, you know, did he do anything that you and I or any one of these fans would have done differently?
I don't think so. I think for the most part, you know, this was a decision made by the Nationals because they never offered him a deal he should have accepted, to be completely honest with you. Now, that said, I do think the most important thing to him in this entire process was to break the record for largest contract signed, which he held for less than a month before Mike Trout then subsequently broke his own record. But I don't think he was going to re-sign with the Nationals unless they gave him the most money that they ever should have. And I don't think they should have done that. I think what they did was actually smarter. They didn't give him $300+ million over 10 plus years after really two disappointing seasons in the last three. And I happen to think this guy's going to win multiple MVP awards in Philadelphia and, you know, be an outstanding player. And I think he's one of the best players in the game. But the fact is, they had to make a decision. They're not planning on being over the luxury tax year in and year out. They're not planning on being one of the highest payroll teams in baseball for years to come, necessarily. So they said, okay, it's Harper or it's a starting pitcher in Patrick Corbin for $140 million, and it's a reliever or two in Rosenthal and Bearclaw, and it's, you know, an upgraded second base position with Brian Dozier, and it's fixing the catcher spot with Suzuki and Yan Gomes, who hit more homers in the American League at catcher than anybody else last year. And they chose B, not A. I don't think they did anything wrong. I certainly don't think Bryce Harper did anything wrong. But fans are fans, man. They're going to be crazy. They're fanatical. I certainly wasn't booing at all. But that's how they felt. They're angry. And they don't think he ever wanted to stay here. I don't buy that for the record. But the feeling here has been that he was on his way out for 4 or 5 years. And I don't know what we can do to change that. The one thing I'll say really quickly about the letter that he penned, while it was very nice, and I thought it was very classy, I think people felt like that was probably a little bit late. And look, I liked the letter. I thought it timed up well with him coming back. But he didn't send a single tweet the day he left or at any point after. It would have taken 10 seconds. I thought that was the one miscalculation for him. He's a very calculated guy. A lot of the things he does are very thought out, and he's very much image conscious and almost to the point of feeling sometimes phony. You know, he's wearing Philly stuff and acting like he's born and raised in Philadelphia now, and he loves everything about Philly, and he's running up the Rocky steps, and, you know, now Rocky's his favorite movie, and all these silly things, and that's fine. He was doing the same things here in D.C., and they loved it when he was doing that. But he didn't, you know, it took 5 seconds to say, hey, D.C., thanks a lot. I'm now a Philly. Never did that. He kind of waited to today for this big show with the letter. So I think, while it was nice, I think people would have probably preferred something just a little bit more in the moment, and he didn't do that. But that's okay. He didn't owe them anything. He gave them a lot of great memories.
Right. Grant Paulson joining us, the Grant and Danny Show, 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Listen, Grant, you've been around there. You've seen opening days, the beginning of seasons before. that looked like a playoff atmosphere there last night. I mean, if nothing else, great for the Nationals, great for the Phillies, and by the way, great for Major League Baseball to have first week of baseball, and that place was electric last night.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. Now, this rivalry has now begun really in earnest. And what you got last night for the first time at Nats Park was legitimate anger and passion for an early season game that just wouldn't have existed otherwise. And I think to some extent it takes history, right? It takes something happening to engage a fan base in the way of last night. And this team is so young and still in its infancy, obviously, came back just after 2000, that they didn't have their own history. They didn't have a guy who was here and gone, or, you know, the fans felt like screwed them in some way. And now they have that. And I think it's a huge deal. And the fact that these two teams are both going to be very good in the NL East for the next several years, I think the Nationals, despite being 1-3, are built very well. The Phillies, watching them in person, you know, 4-0, but what a juggernaut offensively. That is a deep lineup. They come at you really 1-7 with as good a construction of players as there is in the game. Throw the Mets in there. This is the best division in baseball, and these two fan bases already didn't like each other. But I was sitting in section 114 last night. These two fan bases now absolutely hate each other, and I think that's great for baseball.
Amen.
Yeah, it absolutely is, Grant. Dane Martinez here. You know, the idea that this NL East is going to be a dogfight. We've been saying a lot, you know, it's the very beginning of the season. You mentioned it. The Nats are 1-3. We're telling people to not panic. And help me not panic, you know, Grant, because let me tell you something. I've been on the Nationals in the offseason. They were my pick to win the NL pennant. Okay, I have shares of Juan Soto on every fantasy team I have, and I have shares of Anthony Rendon as a dark horse MVP candidate. Okay, and I actually thought that the Nats were going to be great losing Harper, because you still had some of these guys, the Corbin signing, Soto to announce himself, you know, Anthony Rendon to maybe get more respect. Talk to me about Soto and Rendon specifically, and what can we as fantasy players maybe still expect from those guys? Are they still going to be studs, in your opinion, despite the 1-3 start?
Yeah, I think that they will. I'm a little bit more worried about Soto than I am Rendon. If you look right now, Soto struck out at an alarming rate, about 9 punchies to 1 walk through 4 games. And what you're seeing already, and this is kind of what we projected for him going into the year, he's seeing a lot more off-speed stuff. He's seeing a lot more basically secondary pitcher's pitches. He's not getting fastballs. Part of that is that Bryce Harper's not here in this lineup anymore. I think there's going to be a ripple effect for everyone not having Harper. You know, everyone looks at his analytics and his WAR and all these numbers over the last few years and says he's overrated. One thing that can't be measured, as analytically minded and as much into the numbers as I am, is, you know, what you mean in a lineup and how much guys in front of him behind you benefit from your presence. He's a big-time presence guy, and he's got kind of that aura that hangs over a ballpark wherever he is. And I think that's going to linger some for not just those two guys, but the entire lineup. But Soto's got to get to a point where he's not swinging out of the strike zone. You know, last year he never expanded the strike zone. It was incredible. For a 19-year-old to have taken some of the pitches he did and drawn the walks that he did, I've never seen anything like it. He's pressing a little bit right now, though, and he's not that guy at the moment. He is helping pitchers get him out. So they got to get him back on track. And I think he's going to have a big season, I believe. He's got an all-star ceiling this year, if not many years over in the next several seasons. I'm not worried about Rendon. He'll get his. That guy gets to the numbers on the back of the baseball card. He's in a contract year. He'll be in the mid-20s in home runs, obviously the two-run homer last night. And he'll drive in 90 or so. And he's going to hit you in the high 200s, if not, you know, close to 300. But Soto's the one I'm more intrigued by right now, because you don't want it to get sideways early in the season where all of a sudden you're chasing your tail a little bit. He just looks different at the plate than he did last year at any point. And I think it comes back to the fact that he's going to see less good pitches to hit than he did. And so his average presumably will go down and his OPS will probably go down. But the question is, can you make the adjustment though? And can you say, okay, I'm not going to get myself out on that pitch. I'm waiting for the better offering. And early this season, he has not done that, but it's only been 4 games. And as you guys know, you make decisions and really panic after 4 games, you're going to end up looking pretty foolish. I looked it up today. Half of the teams that won divisions last year were 500 or worse through 4 games. So it's not time here in D.C. for people to go
worrying about hiding sharp objects yet.
Including us fantasy guys, too, and right. Sports bettors, that's for sure. Grant Paulson, Grant and Danny Show, 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Grant, the win totals came out in the NFL and the Redskins. They're going to win more, less than, what is it, 6-7 wins? What are you expecting from the Redskins at this particular point?
They're perpetually now in that kind of 7-8 win bucket with the dregs of mediocrity in the National Football League. And they really bring it on themselves because they make a lot of moves to prohibit themselves from getting worse, which actually inevitably helps you get better within a year or two. What I mean by that is you could have just kind of taken it on the chin for a year with Colt McCoy and drafted a quarterback. If they go out and they get Case Keenum, who's just a jag, who's going to, you know, elevate them maybe by a game or so. They're going to bring in some veteran, you know, wide receivers to fill out their depth chart before the draft, who won't help a whole lot either. And they kind of piece it together so that they don't have one of these catastrophic 4-12 years where coaches get fired. But I think they're going to be right in the 7-8 win bucket. If they end up, you know, with an over-under right around 6.5, I would definitely go over that. If they're at 7.5, I'd probably go under. I think it's a 7-win team. Their defensive line's outstanding. They've spent 2 first-round picks the last 2 years on Alabama players and Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne, who have really helped them. They've got another defensive lineman as a 5th-round. A project turned stud in Matt Ioannidis at a Rutgers who's been outstanding for them. So I think that with that trio, you got a good foundation defensively. You bring in Landon Collins, who's now their best defensive back. They have a lot of work to do in the linebacking core, but at that level, you've got one of the more consistent annual Pro Bowl rushers in Ryan Kerrigan. So that defense gives you a floor that really doesn't allow you to be horrendous either, because they'll turn some teams over and get to the quarterback. But they got a lot of work to do. Right now, they're certainly not a playoff team. And I'm not sure that they'll be able to be with a quarterback situation where you got McCoy and Keenum competing.
He is Grant Paulson, D.C. Guys, you want to know what's happening, make sure you check him out. 106.7 The Fan. It is the Grant and Danny Show. It's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Grant, appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you for coming on. And listen, good luck this year. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Grant.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime. Take care.
Appreciate it. Grant Paulson, 106.7 The Fan in D.C. See, even D.C. fans aren't that happy with the whole Bryce Harper situation. All right, we're going to make it rain for you coming up here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Your vehicle is riding rough. It may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of 2 or 4 select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible.
possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com. With the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Her attention is focused on the start of the MLB season and, of course, college basketball's Final Four. You know, NFL teams, they're focusing on the upcoming 2019 NFL Draft. And for serious fantasy football players, it's never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. Roto Experts, they got you covered. Their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package now includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings anywhere on the net. Now, Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts, they're providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of the type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% now, rotoexperts.com, promo code FNTSY. That is 10% off, promo code FNTSY. It is the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com. And welcome in here, another edition of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. I want to welcome you guys, those of you streaming us on the many platforms from around the country. And, of course, Gabe Morenci and I will have you on the morning after coming up top of the hour. But we got to help you make it rain here tonight on some of these games. And, Dane, I'm looking here right now, and my my big bet tonight is going to be a little college hoops, a little CBI tournament. And I'm looking at DePaul tonight laying 5.5, 6, rather, wherever the book is. This tournament does it a little bit differently. For those of you that don't know, sorry, as I'm throwing up all over the place.
That's a best of three here in the
CBI. It's
a
best of three. Exactly. Yeah. Best of three. Keep in mind that DePaul gets this game and another one at home against South Florida. Now, South Florida, they survived with a 2-point win on Monday night. That was at home, but South Florida hasn't played a road game since March 6th. Okay. DePaul, by the way, shot only 38.5% in that game, and they managed still to only lose by 2. And that was the only time that they were under 43% shooting since February 2nd, this being DePaul. USF shot 41% their last 5 games at home, and then they managed only 42% against DePaul. So as far as I'm concerned, DePaul is heads and tails offensively better than USF. There's no way the Bulls are going to be able to keep up from an offensive standpoint against this DePaul team at home. They love being home. Their percentages, all the numbers point to DePaul easily taking this game tonight from USF, especially since USF, I don't even know if they remember how to play. They haven't been away from home since March 6th, and they still only managed to win by 2. And DePaul shot the worst that they've shot in 2 months. So give me DePaul tonight. Lay in the 5.5, 6. Go ahead and take them. They're going to run away with this one tonight.
Like it. I like it. And also, you know, Joe, to bring it forward, DePaul, they need to win. Right,
yes.
Joe? They're down 1-0 in a 3-game
exactly.
series. You know, so they're at home. They, quote, unquote, need to win. And don't let that be your only kind of trend.
Yes.
But you're talking about it in terms of the disparity in kind of offensive efficiency. You got to like that.
Crazy.
Joe, I'm over on Major League Baseball. I'm on Major League Baseball. I'm telling you, you're down there in Miami, Joe. Like, honestly, do you see the Marlins scoring any runs on Jacob DeGrom tonight?
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one, isn't it?
You know, so if I can get, I'm going to go right back to my first five innings. I'm going to lay a half a run with the Mets. All I need is, you know, all I need is 1-0 Mets after five, because I do not see the Marlins cracking through against Jacob DeGrom, one of the best pitchers in baseball. I will lay a half run in the first five innings and give me the Mets and Cy Young Award winner, Jacob DeGrom.
Interesting, too, as well. You know, now having talked to Grant Paulson, we just had him on from 106.7 The Fan in D.C., he talked about how intense this rivalry has now become, and he was sitting in the stands last night, and these teams and their fans, they don't like each other. And you heard him say it, how potent this Philadelphia lineup is. They are undefeated for a reason, and I think that reason is that lineup is crazy. They're starting to believe. And this way I'm looking at this Philadelphia-Washington afternoon game. I don't think the intensity is going to be any less today at 105 for the first pitch. Plus, you get Nola, the ace, on the mound for Philadelphia. I was leaning Washington a little bit earlier, thinking they might be able to bounce back. But I got to tell you, after listening to Grant there and looking at the numbers here with Aaron Nola, he didn't have his best stuff on opening day, but he still allowed just one run over six innings. And they beat the Braves. So keeping in mind that his last five starts against Washington last year, he allowed two or fewer runs in all five. So I'm going to lean Washington here. I'm going to lay the juice here at minus 140. I think I'm going to take, Philadelphia here. I'm going to lay the juice. I think I'm going to take Philly to win this one as well at minus 140 today.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, Nola's a stud. But we shall see. You know, maybe there is a little bit of a letdown in the stadium because it wasn't last night in the Harper return. So I think that's interesting. I got to tell you one thing, you know, to react to what Grant said. You know, Joe, I we love Grant and, you know, the Grant and Danny show on 106.7. But I got to tell you something, Joe. The Washington football team is not winning seven games this year.
I wasn't sure about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see that. You know, I wanted to ask him, like, do you think they go ahead and draft a quarterback, whether that be like Daniel Jones or the Drew Locks in the kind of mid-teens? I do not see the Washington football team as a good team right now. Remember, they got, you know, tied up with Case Keenum. I think he's just a guy. He got lucky with a great season in Minnesota and has parlayed that, you know, into now like a contract in Denver and kind of a higher level of prestige, you know. But I think they're going to try and break it down. I think they're going to go young. I don't see them really being competitive in this division. I am comfortable taking the under on that season win total that you gave out earlier in this week. I think it was like 6.5 or so. I am lower on the Washington football team than Grant Paulson is.
I think I'm with you. If it hits the 7 mark, I think I would definitely go under. I'll wait to see exactly what happens with that. Because
like there are 6 and 10 teams, Joe.
They're a 6-10 team, right, exactly. If it creeps up to maybe 7 and it starts to get a lot of love from the Skins fan base, and I think a lot of this will depend on what they do in the draft, but I still think regardless of whoever they get in the draft, it's still a 6-10 team that we're looking at here. I don't think they're even going to be 8-8 with what's going on there.
And remember, but the teams that don't address their quarterbacks in the draft, we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, you said you got to see at the draft. The teams that don't address their quarterbacks in the draft, they are tanking for Tua. Bet the under on their season win total.
Yep, and it looks like the Mets are way ahead of everyone else right now, doing what they can do to make sure that the Dolphins, however, are they might even trade down just to show you how bad they plan on being this year. They might even give up the third, be like, you know what, we'll go down to number 20. Don't you worry about it. We have absolutely no intentions of winning a damn game here this year, in fact. And don't let Fitzpatrick, don't let him kid you. He'll be good for maybe 2 or 3 wins, and then the wheels will fall off there. I can promise you that's what's coming up. But big day, a lot of afternoon baseball here today. Make sure that you get your plays in early. Like he said, DeGrom taking on, whoever here in Miami. I don't think it really makes a damn bit of difference. Might want to look at the under there, but you got half the games, I believe, 1 o'clock. You got a few at the 4 o'clock, and then a couple of 7 o'clock games here tonight, Wednesday. You know that, travel day for a lot of these teams, so they'll get these games done early. Some interesting matchups, and of course, the NBA tonight. Orlando, gotta win. Detroit, gotta win. Yeah, don't be doing that. Miami at home against Boston, gotta win. It's a big slate of NBA games here tonight, and keep it here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, as some of these lines, a lot of them are off the board right now due to the fact that we don't know who's playing. But keep it here. We'll go ahead and keep you posted as it comes along throughout the rest of the morning. But DePaul, for sure, guys, I think they're going to run away tonight and just smack South Florida. Five and a half, I think, right now. And keep in mind, we told you, too, by the way, the NIT tournament, the championship is going to be coming up because Texas won last night. Lipscomb came. The unders last night all hit. And the reason being is Madison Square Garden at the NIT over the last 10 years, they don't score points in the NIT. These teams came from home games, away games, going into the Garden, playing in your college arena and going to the Garden. They can't adjust accordingly. So whatever the number is when it gets posted, keep an eye on the under in that because it's hit at a ridiculous clip over the last 10 years. The unders are the way to go in the Madison Square Garden NIT semifinals and finals, and that's coming up as well, man.
Yep, I remember telling you guys, you know, going into March Madness, this idea, bigger buildings, unfamiliar opponents. For some of these teams, the biggest kind of environment they've ever been on, more eyes on them. And the same can be said going from, you know, the home games in the early rounds of the NIT to the quote-unquote world's most famous arena when, you know, your game's actually going to be on, like, ESPN2 or whatever it
That's
is.
Correct.
So it's the same angle, you know, take those unders.
Yeah, and give me the Braves today to get it done finally against the Chicago Cubs. John Lester fading his ass. John Lester is not the pitcher that everyone I just don't get the fascination.
Just watch
John
out. He
Lester.
Might hit two home runs.
Yeah, that could very well be. How about that last night, right? You got to be kidding me. And Houston better start winning some games. I hate to break it to Houston. With all of that, listen, the pitchers may not be up there, but there is no reason for you guys not to be scoring runs with that lineup. Houston better figure it out as they take on the Texas Rangers again today. That game tonight, 8 o'clock. But really, guys, like the Texas Rangers now are mashing people. They are mashing. They're pitching. They're playing defense. What the hell happened to the Rangers?
Yeah, and the thing is, usually they start mashing once the weather gets warm in that ballpark, Joe.
Yes.
You know, and that hasn't even happened just yet. It is still, you know, spring, winter-ish across
You're going
the
with
country.
Eovaldi? You think Oakland continues its winning ways, or do you think Eovaldi gets it done finally on the road?
No, I'm off that. I can't really tell because, listen, these law of averages have to bounce back eventually. The A's playing over their head. The Bo Sox, you know, not getting it done just yet. If you want to ride it, go right ahead. I'm staying away from it. I'm staying away from it just because I believe this is going to turn pretty soon for Boston.
I'm going home dogs today. I'm taking Oakland at plus 130, the Texas Rangers at plus 155, and the Kansas City Royals at plus 130. I'm going home dogs all day.
As long as you don't take the Marlins against the Grom. As long as you're not taking the Marlins against the Grom.
Yeah, no, no, except for that one, yeah. But other than that, I'm going to take the home dogs. Those three home dogs are what I got circled here. I'm going to mix and match those just because, hell, it's April and it is Twilight Zone. We got Bumgarner going yard, Greinke going twice. We got what's up is down, Yankee. You have the Orioles and the Tampa Bay Rays are your leaders in the American League East, guys. Okay, keep in mind there. No team is having more fun than the Baltimore Orioles right now as Toronto looks more and more like a college team as opposed to a major league team. Yeah.
I'll take the D's. I'll take DePaul and DeGrom today.
And DeGrom. He's going double D. That's it. All right, back tomorrow again. 6 a.m. We'll do it all over again as we help you make it rain. Good luck tonight, the morning after. Gabe Morenci on the way. Don't go anywhere. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for news updates and handicapping. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
The Texas Valero Open, people, getting ready to take center stage. This, of course, is the final event before the next biggie there. The first major of the year, the Masters, is just around the corner. And we had shared with you that five out of the last eight winners have come from the triple digit range, which means if you ever played a golf tournament, Dane, if you ever want to throw a couple of bucks down on a couple of dudes, this might be the way to do it when you're looking at anybody from, oh, I don't know, 100 to 1 to 500 yeah. to 1 as a possibility. Yeah, this is really a big number. Now, the only guy in it, I think the favorite is Ricky Fowler. He's the favorite to win it right now. Yep. Because I think he's the biggest name. Tony Finau is also in there.
Some other ones.
Yeah.
Spieth, Kuchar.
Yeah, Eric. I mean, Kuchar's there. Yeah, you know, which is nice.
Isn't
guys
Kuchar
just came
coming off the hot in the match play, right? Didn't he get to the finals of the match play also? Is he hot
it.
Right now?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. He won it. Yeah, he won it. So Kuchar is coming in there. And a lot of these guys use this as a way to kind of fine-tune their game. Some of them, a lot of guys just skip it all together, getting ready for the Masters. But Fowler is the favorite right now, 10-1. Tony Finau, 16-1. Spieth, I believe, also here. But Spieth is a 20-1 in a lot of books. So, boy, how the mighty have fallen here. But here's a couple of names and some guys that that have some big numbers that you guys may want to take a look at. Take a look at Luke List at 55-1. This guy has been fantastic. Oh, I mean, we're talking 10 PGA Tour events. From tee to green, the guy is unbelievable. He has not missed a cut this year, okay? Four of his 11 starts, he has finished inside the top 15. This is a guy at 55-1. In this kind of field, this is a guy that this is the kind of tournament that he'll take that next step over there. Jonathan Vegas is another guy that has also done very well at this tournament, played very well at the Players a few weeks ago, consistently, by the way, 3 months now, He has finished five out of the last six events in the top 20. He's another guy that you want to take a look at. Justin Harding at 100-1 played amazing last week. And a lot of people didn't give him any credit in the WGC Match Play Championship. At 100-1, he won two of his three matches, and he only lost to McIlroy. That's not a knock on him. He's been playing really well from the European Tour prior to that. He's come over here. This guy has had strong finishes, top four finishes now in the last five events. So you want to talk about a guy at 100-1. That is a guy you may want to take a look at. Justin Harding is definitely a dude that you want to keep an eye at. So we'll throw a few other names out there, but if you want to do kind of maybe a favorite, a middle of the road guy, and then of course, you know, Tony Finau or Justin Spieth between 15 and 20-1 is a solid bet. You want to do Luke List, Jonathan Vegas in that 50-60 range. And then if you want to throw a bomb out there, you guys may definitely want to throw Justin Harding at 100-1. I think he's got a real legitimate shot as a triple digit to end up winning this tournament, my friend. Year after year, it has produced triple digit guys. That's, you know, listen, throw 10 bucks on a guy 100-1. You guys know what you're going to get. Yeah. So if you want to bunch him up,
I'm going to throw 10 bucks on all these guys.
That's what I mean. You throw four or five guys in there in the in the 50-plus range, you got yourself a really good chance at cashing in this week.